מוי שסיים, ואמי כי בוסו על גבי בוסו, ואם כן יוסו מצווה סקובד שנמלך תחס הבוסו שלא ינמלך. Because sin is the בוסו on top, it was not נמלך, so it will drip down. And that down will be absorbed by the קובד. דול רב נתם, הווה הקובד שנמלך, כמוי בוסו שנמלך, כמו שכוסו בסיפאלה וחייניקה להלוכה. אלו שאונו מחמירים, אלו שאונו מחמירים לכבוסי, וחנה מה יהיה מותה. ובדרישה, כוסו על זה דרמו מיירה שהקובד נמלך. ולא יהודך, דאבי עם פליצי, עד כאן, ולמיר על האוכל גם בזה. ולצליס את אחד הבוסו שלו נמלך, ולמחן את זה אלו במליחה מה שאין כאן בצליה, שיבלו על דאיש ונאיץ אלך התחילה, ונראה פשוט לרמו לו היטה תחס הבוסו, אלו מקורי אומר שמוטל לצליסי עם בוסו בשובת, רוצה לאמר בשפודים שלנו, שיצליש, ועל זה אומר אפילו על גבי בוסו נאמה, אבל תחת הבוסו פשיטה שעושה. So the Tar says, the Tenach Name, if the COVID was Nimlach and the Bosor was not Nimlach, so then only Al Gabi Bosor it's Mutter to be placed. But Tachas a Bosor it's Osa. Because since the COVID was Nimlach and the Bosor was not Nimlach, so the Bosor will drip down, and that will be absorbed by the COVID. So why does Ramo use the Loshin Afil Al Gabi Bisre? So it doesn't mean Afil Al Gabi Bisre. Loi mi boye, needless to mention. Tachas aboso, that but even on top of boso, but it means loy mi boye when they are placed adjacent to each other. So that's needless to be mentioned. But even if they are not adjacent to each other, even if they are not placed adjacent to each other, but they are placed on top of the boso, so it's also right. But in a chaname beneath the boso, then it's also why? Because the boso is on top and it was not nimlach, so it will be paid with a lot of dam. And that will drip down. Now the Shach discusses this question, and he says that the pshat in the Ramo is not afil al gabi bisre loy mi boye when they are placed adjacent, but if al gabi boso mashenke, if it's beneath the boso it's osir. He says the pshat in afil al gabi bisre, the Shach in Sif Yedalet. So he says that the pshat in afil al gabi bisre is that loy mi boye, if it's tachas aboso, that it's muter, that goes without saying. But even on top of the boso, it's also muter. So in other words, when the Shach wrote it, the Shach didn't see the taz. Then when the Shach saw the taz, so he wrote his agoyes in the nekudas hakesef. He says, vikoshe, dol rab netam. So the Shach says, nekudas hakesef, vikoshe mide. Da afil rab netam shor hoche. Tu se psore mitam mitaine de khibele kapelte och mishe kosot bishach se kot nedalut. So in other words, this is how he answers the kashe of the taz against the Ramo. Now if we assume that Ramo meant that tachas bisre is certainly muter, so the kashe is, but if how could it be certainly muter, but if the bosa was not nimlach, so it drips down, and that can be absorbed by the kovet, and according to Rabbi Tam, so when yameleach he kovet, so it also extracts dam. So the Shach says no, it's no kashi, because even according to Rabbi Tam it wouldn't become osir, and we couldn't say but the boso was not nimlach and that will drip down, so the boso on top will drip down, and that will be absorbed by the kovet, because kibeli kach peilte. Now so why did the taz didn't the taz know the aloha of kibeli kach peilte? So the reason is why the taz says that Ramo could not have had reference to a case where the kovet is placed tachas aboso that was not nimlach is because we paskin the Ramo paskins that we only say kibeli kach pilte even there, so we can only rely on the aloha of kibeli kach pilte if it has its own dam to be paled. So agav gore of its own dam, so it will be paled the dam that it absorbed from others. Mashenke, if it doesn't have its own natural dam, so then we don't. So even the Eved, we don't rely on that, on the shita of the Rabbeisof of the Rashbo, that in Simen that we discussed in Simen Ayin Sivo. So that's the reason as to why the Taz says that the Ramo could not have reference to a case where the kovet is placed tachas aboso. Because if the kovet is placed tachas aboso and the boso is not nimlach, so dam will drip down from the boso, and that that could be absorbed by the Kovet, and we couldn't say Kibbele Kachpeyote, because inasmuch as the Kovet was Nimlach, so it doesn't have any dam of its own. So we cannot, we can only say Kibbele Kachpeyote, Agav Gore, of its own natural dam. But if it's Yotzomikol Domei, so then it doesn't have any dam of its own to be paid. So Mimele, we cannot say Kibbele Kachpeyote, only Agav Gore, of its own natural dam. That's the lomdes of the task. But the Shach has very good reason as to why we can apply, even according to the Psak of the Ramo in Siman Ayin, that the Aloche of Kibbele Kachpeyote can only be applied Agav Gore, but not Agav Gore, not. But in this case, since Kovet has an abundance of dam, so everybody will be made, even Rabbi Tam will also be made there, that even if you salt the Kovet 100 times, you don't extract through the Melicha all the dam. That's an impossibility. But Rabbi Tam says that in view of the fact that there is a special heter minator in regard to the dam HaKovet, because Kovet is called dam, but mit Rabbonon dam HaKovet is osea, so as long as he was milei al the Kovet, and thereby he extracted the maximum of dam that could be extracted from milei, so the Chachomim didn't ask. But the mitzias is that Rabbi Tam doesn't deny the mitzias that with all the meliche, with all the thorough meliche that is realized on the Kovet, there is still a substantial quantity of its own natural dam remaining in the Kovet. So Mimele, true that we pass, and there are more paskins in Siman Ayin Sivov, like the Rishenim, that Kibbele Kachpeyote can only be applied to a case where the Chtiche has its own natural dam to be paleid. So Agav Gore of its own natural dam, so it will be paleid the dam that is absorbed from others. But if it doesn't have its own natural dam, not. So that only has relevance to a case of Chtiche's Boso that was already Nimlach. And that was, and Yotzo Nhudach, and Yotzo Koldome. And then it was placed in contact with the Chtichas Boso, Shen Nimlach Velo Yotzo Koldome. So through the contact with that Chtichas Boso, Shen Nimlach Velo Yotzo Koldome, so the Chtichas Boso that was Nimlach Vihudach, Yotzo Koldome, absorbed drops of dam from the other Chtichas Boso. Then when Yamaleach it again, we cannot apply the principle of Kibbele Kachpeyote, because it doesn't have any of its own natural dam. Mashenk in this Kovet, too, it was thoroughly salted. But there is still a very substantial quantity of dam remaining. True, Rabbi Tam says that it's muter, because Rabbi Tam Shite is that in view of the fact that the dam HaKovet with the Raisa is not osea, and the Chachomim asa that, so the Chachomim didn't asa that dam that remains in the Kovet after a substantial quantity was extracted from Melichet. But it's still dam. So Memele, there is Agav Gore. It's very mistaken like the Shach, not like the Taz. All right, now, we're not going to over the other Shachs, because I discussed all the Shachs. All the Shachs. Now, so that's all for today. Now, next week, we'll finish Hilchas Neuichet. So you'll have the following week, so you'll have for Chazore, there won't be any Shir in Hilchas Neuichet in the following week. So then the Pchine will be given 2 weeks from the coming Monday. That will be Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So the Pchine will be given, and then on Rosh Chodesh Kislev will start Arubis. Simenah in Gimel. Now, I didn't go over the Shachs inside, but I think that I discussed all the Shachs, even though I didn't go over inside the Shachs. We discussed all the Shachs. I just want to mention the Les Din and the Ramo, maybe some of you didn't get it, the Les Din and the Ramo, the two Pshotim that I discussed towards the end, the Levus Pshat and the Shachs Pshat. Eif Shemelu Bebeitzim, Vinimtso Beleif Oikovei Dinekim Bushel, Ubinon Samach Minoei Beloi Amilu, Vim Lav Hakilosa, Vim Elu Biboso Vein Shom Beitzman Ikroshim, Umakvim Hadam Dinekitzli. So in other words, there is a Gemara that I find in Psochim, in Keitz Atzeli, that Mahim Mulyaise Shor. Mulyaise means, now you are, Mulyaise means that you take, let's say, an oath and you fill it up with bosa, certain things, inside. So it's, and you boil it that way. So we still say Kibbele Kachpeyote. We still say Kibbele Kachpeyote. So we don't say, in as much as you want Meleachet, so Memele, and there is a feeling of Boso, inside A, some mele dam will be deflat and it will be absorbed. So we say that even if you fill it up and you boil it, so we still apply the principle of Gibele Kachpil. There are many Rishayim who say that only a milu of basal, but a milu of beitzim, not. The Rishayim who are chilek, and they say that the same thing applies even to a milu of beitzim. But there are more paskels that this halacha haimuyai seshore, that we apply the principle of kibbele kachpelte even in regard to a milu, so that's only a milu of basal, not a milu of beitzim. This is how there are more paskels. So if there is a milu of beitzim, so then the halacha of kibbele kachpelte doesn't apply. If it doesn't apply, so it's liya has the same din like bish. So this is what Rama says. Eif shemiru bebeiti, v'nimtza belei v'ikovei, and it was boiled. It wasn't cooked. And it wasn't nimlach. So like this, we should say, kibbele kachpelte. But dine kimvush. Why? Because they are beitim. The filling consists of beitim. Beitim anikosh. So memele, it prevents the process of kibbele kachpel, the feeling of by beit hanikosh. Ubinon samech minoei velo yamil. Now, so according to the levush, so this is reference to any dovuk where the leiv, the kovet, is not dovuk today. Is not dovuk today. So we say. So then we have no problem. We have no problem of isadovuk of tichanas nevele. So if it's not, if the kovet delay is not dovuk today, and you filled it up, and you filled up the eif with beitim, now the beitim prevents the process of kibbele kachpel. So nevele it has to be treated like mevush. Now if it is to be treated like mevush, so then that's the aloche. If you are mevashel negdeir or neif together with the leiv and the kovei. So, if there is shishim, so then it's muter. It's muter. So, and the milu, so the milu should also be mitzur after the shishim. So he says no. Ubinon samech minoeiv beloy hamilu. That the milu of the beitim is not mitzur after the shishim. Let's say, together with the beitim, there are 60 measures. Negative COVID. But with exclusive of the Beitim, there are no 60 measures in negative COVID. So mainly it's us. Why? Because Beitim and Nikoshi, not only that they prevent the process of Kibbele Kachpelte, but Beitim and Nikoshi, so do not participate in the even distribution process. When can something be mitzur after shishim if it joins with the other chatiches in the even distribution process? But beitim anikoshim, they are by themselves. They do not cooperate with the rest of the chatiches in the even distribution process. So memele, they cannot be mitzur after the shishim. So we must have shishim exclusive of the beitim anikoshim. So in other words, so it's two things by Beitim. There are two peculiarities inherent in Beitim Anikoshim. One peculiarity inherent in Beitim Anikoshim is that it prevents the process of Kibbele Kachpelte. So Mimele, because of that, Sli has the same din as Bishop. And another peculiarity of Beitim Anikoshim is they do not participate in the even distribution process. So Mimele, they cannot be mitzur after the Shishim. We must have Shishim in the other things. Exclusive of the Beit Manikosh. Beit Manikosh. So, vi milo biposo, vi milo biposo, so then, veishom Beit Manikoshim, umiakvim, veishom Beit Manikoshim, umakvim adam, there is no Beit Manikoshim that is market. So then it's in a kitzri, so then we apply the principle of Kibbele Kachpelte, so we have no problem altogether. So everything is mut. Everything is mut. So according to Levush, this is reference only to the case where the lave, the covet, is not dovuk today. So we have no problem. We have no problem with it's a dovuk. Masha inke, if the lave or the covet is double today. So then, even if the feeling consists of boso, so then by boso, the Gemara says that find aled in tzochim kitatzilim haimur yaisi shore, that we apply the principle of tibili kachpeute. So it's not like mivusha. So he says it's not like mivusha. But suppose you will be mivashelet. If you are mivashelet, the days that he, to which that is dovuk to the covid or to the leif, and there is a milu of boso, there is a milu of boso. So then, even though the milu consists of boso, but if there is no shishi in the eighth, exclusive of the milu, so then the whole eighth becomes echticha de nevele. The whole eighth will become echticha de nevele, and then we'll require shishim in the rest of the things in the gdeir. And even if, suppose you are mivashlet mamish, the eighth that is dovuk to the covet, and there is a milu of boso, and there is a milu of boso, so then, and if you are mivashlet mamish, so kibeli kach peyotei, so then, in bishl mamish is kachayach kibeli kach peyotei, so then, if there is no shishim in the eighth exclusive of the milu of boso, So then, the whole eighth becomes echticha de nevele. The whole eighth becomes echticha de nevele, and we need shishim neged the whole eighth. Even though in the eighth that is dovuk to the kovit of the leif, and the milu haboso, there is shishim, but we still say that the eighth is a nisa dovuk. Why? Because the eighth is mimaya levleya. So mimaya that is beleya first, and then it spreads to the milu. So the mele, if there is no, even if the milu consists in bosor and you are mivashlet, so in such a case, so the whole leif becomes echticha de yisure and we require shishim neged the whole leif. This is the levushit. Now the shachshit is that this ramor has reference to a case where the eif that was milu or bebeitzin, so was dovuk to the leif and the kovit. Was dovuk to the leif in the kovit. So mimele, in such a case, so we say, so is gine kibushu, so kibele kachpelte, we don't say, and then, ubinon samech minoei belo yamil. So this is what Ramo says. So then we require that the leif itself, exclusive of the milu of the beitzin, should have shishim neged the kovit. And suppose that there is shishim in the eif together with the milu neged kovit, but exclusive of the milu there is no shishim, so then the whole eif becomes echticha di isure, and it becomes osa. Why? Because the eif is beleya first and then the milu abeit. So that's only if the milu consists of beit. But if the milu consists of boso, so then, first of all, it's a reyuk itzli, and even if you'll have it bishul mamish, so then, the milu of boso, it, so that absorbs it as quickly as they, so mimele, if there is shishi in the milu of the, in the eif, together with the milu of the boso, so then everything is muta. These are the two pshat. So this is what the shach says, the sif of dalet. V'nimtza b'lei. L'chei ra'o yonirem l'chos av arav v'nimtza b'lei. V'chei min hu tzach vichtig ubin en samach na'i b'la amilu. Da'ai ra'afilu tishei ni dobek alei. O Yaakov et b'ei. Like the Lavush. Va'afilu ha'chei ni mitztari v'amilu l'vato b'shishi. So then the question arises, all right, so we don't apply the principle of kibbele kachpeilte because of the Beit Zman Ikroshi. They prevent the process of kibbele kachpeilte. So it's like bishul mamish, but in bishul everything is mitzuret. So here it should also be mitzuret. So Beit Zman Ikroshi not only prevent since lead the process of Kibbelik Achperte, but they also do not participate in the even distribution process. So we don't consider them. Okay, that's Mashal. The Chach, even at the result. Now the Mashal and the Levush is the same. Aber pasht dem sem shit. Aber pasht de lishne, de dine ke bushel shikot barav, le mash mocha. Ela mash ma de habe ken izba shel hakol yachad. Ve khay mash ma bisav heta. So is kiol shom de bin samach nei vla amil. Ve khay mash ma di barav le kamon. U khay iz boya shom. Ve khay bi kovid anim tsel pashtide. Kos barav et ras khatos. De yesh lo dem bishel de ro bin le kol bin le khumre. Ve hayne di yesh samach bi pashtide hakol shore. Mil vada khtikha shoy is dobo. U khon shen iz boya shom. U pashtide de mel mil beit. Ve adarabe. Hasmag, Lavon Kogon Zayen, Machme Tvevi Pashtidin Bilo Beitzin. Dispiro Losin Pashtidin Le Amrino Kibbele Kachpeltei. U Beitzim Amrino Kibbele Kachpeltei. Vechei Mashal Bisaveta Shoei. U Visifrei Dimo Din Kemach Le Beit. Vim Ken Hoa Din Be Beitzim. Di Imeinu Isa Dovuk. So Mitztare Familu Gam Kilevate. So in other words, according to the Shach, so the only peculiarity possessed by Beitzim Anikroshim is, I mean, according to the Ramos Tzak, because there are Rishonim that say that even by Beitzim Anikroshim do not prevent the process of Kibbelik Achpeltei. But the Tzak of the Ramo is that the only peculiarity of the possessed by Beitzim Anikroshim is that it prevents the process of Kibbelik Achpeltei, not that he doesn't participate in the even distribution process. So in Mele, if it's not Dovuk, so then, all right, we don't say Kibbelik Achpeltei. So it's like this Basel Bideiro. So everything is mitzure. Everything is mitzure. But if it is dovuk, so then by Beitzim Anikroshim, the Beitzim Anikroshim do not absorb the dam as quickly as the rest of the Eiv. So in Mele, the rest of the Eiv becomes an Isa dovuk, and if there is no shishim in the Eiv exclusive of the Beitzim Anikroshim, neged the Kovei, so the whole Eiv becomes a Ticha Mitzure. Then we need shishim neged the whole Eiv. Okay. וכן מדין דחים דאמון הבית לקיב שנקושים גם דאבי כבישו לומו להצטרפו גם כלבד כמה שדה סבך so in other words that means that it's no kashe because the marshal and the levushal that two peculiarities are possessed by the Israeli Koshim one is that it prevents the process of Bilka Pelte and the second is that it doesn't participate in the even distribution process so Milik that we saw it אלא הרב מיירה הרב מיירה כאן, שנמצא עליו ויעקובת דובוק בי לוחם בינון סמך, מינוי בלו יעמילו ומי בלו יעמילו? Because of the הלוח הפיס הדובוק Because the מילו ביצים do not absorb the dam as quickly as they So let's say the first 10 minutes all the dam is absorbed by the eight and not by the מילו and then it spreads to the מילו הבית ולבוא הרב אל השמינון ולתאמת בכל צלי אמרינו כבלי כחפלתי אפילו דמילו ביצים וכדעס הרמב״ם פרק לא because when the רמב״ם mentions the גמורה עם סוחים דף עם דלת חיים הוא יעיס לשורת על the צלי because כבלי כחפלתי so the רמב״ם mentions it not only in regard to a מילו consisting of בוסו but even if the filling consists of בית מני קרוש so we don't pass like the רמב״ם אלא כיו דמילו בבית שני קרושים ושהיה כבלי כחפלתי ואהבו תנסבא של הכל יחד so that's the only peculiarity possessed by Beit Manikosh. The Agam Zeh no katna me de bin Samech min Eiv la Amilu. Kelema, kishu yisa dovuk boi, kidin shobish. Ina me osa vashminu de loiteime, kim da Amilu gerem da vikit bishu, im ke nivla, adarabe, mitchila be Amilu, vim ki lafshi yisa dovuk boi, vim tzorav Amilu. Kamashmana. But if it's not dovuk, so if it is not dovuk, so then, if it is not dovuk, it's like Bishul Negdeira. And Beitzim is like another Chtich of Boso. So everything is mitzvah. Everything is mitzvah. In other words, so really, the machlekes between the Levush, Marshal on one hand, and the Shach on the other is whether Beitzim Anikroshim possesses two peculiarities or Beitzim Anikroshim possesses one peculiarity. All right, now the next thing. התחול דיני קישור בוסו, זה ספלין. התחול אף על פי שיש בי מרא אדמומס ונראה כריבו הדם דיני קישור בוסו. על פי דין יצנת כנסיר הדם. ויצוריך מליף. So that אדמומס is not a result of dam that was נקח. That was נקח. That was Nekar and Pirish Mimokin Mimokin.
יש אמרים שנוהגו של הנבא של הקלויס, אוי ביתי זוכר, אפילו אחר שניקר איסון, משום דיס ברעיב דם, ובידי מדין לוש. ומוטל עם ליח כל אלו, עם שוב בוסו, אף על פי שיש בהם רעיב דם, ובד שיוסירו הקרומים והחלב מהם. All right. Now, let's see the tour. Now, from this simen up to the end, we'll just learn inside a few thousand shachs, but I'll discuss about pay all the thousand shachs. Now, turn to the two, simen ayin hay. All right, simen ayin hay in the two. A marzikin dam bivnei me'ay. That's a gemore in chum daf kushiyot gimu. A marzikin dam bivnei me'ay. Kigein bikeres uvikeivo uvidakin. Hasevi vim sovi vakante uvichalcheles. So, on this point, there is really a machlekes. That's a gemore. That a marzikin dam bivnei me'ay. So in other words, that means, because dam is not motzu in me'ay, in intestines. Dam is not motzu. So mimele, even if you're mevashel bnei me'ay, the intestines of a behemoth, without being mileach at first, so it's also mutar. Because there is very little dam in the bnei me'ay. Not that there is no dam altogether, but very little. So a marzikin dam bnei me'ay. Now there is a machleket between the Rosh and Rav Netam. What does bnei me'ayim include? How broad is it? So according to the Rosh, so the bnei me'ayim have reference not only to the intestines of the behemoth, but to the stomachs of the ruminants, the stomachs of the behemoth also. And Rav Netam says no, that when we say marzikin dam bnei me'ayim, the Gemara has reference only to the intestines, but not to the stomachs of the behemoth. Behemoth has several stomachs. So, that's not. Now, a marzikin dam in the mind. So you see, Kirgen Bikeres, the two paskins like they're the Rosh. In other words, that Nimaim includes the keres also. Kibikeres, the kevo, the dakimasevim, the vakante, the chalcheles, in other words, the small intestine, large intestine, lefichoch in bishlam gdeiro, below miliche, mut, avo bishumen. So that's only the intestines themselves. The mind themselves. So, Mashein came the shuman that is on the Nimaim, that is like every other boso. So that must have milich. Avol, avol be shuman shall Nimaim. Yesh bedam, lifichach tzorich lemil. Vikante gufe, yesh bedam. Vichosef rashbo, yesh deilim shos o ligdeiro. Afilo bichtiche o milich. Lifishim leo chutim ktanim leim dam. Vachshav neyagim heta. Veisom chutim dam kishodom boki bohem meischon. So he stretches them out, and if shalom heite, if actually shoyer echadne, atka. Yei shem, kim shem arzikin dam bivnei maayim, ei melchim eisom im shor aboso, kim dole tride liflei to baal, that's one shit. Viri itire, so there is a machleket Hashem. Now, bivnei maayim, have no dam. So me mele, even if you are mevashel the bivnei maayim in the gdeiro without meliche, so it's still all right. The question is, can you salt the Nimaim together with other Tichas Boso? So there is one Shidas Rishenim, that in view of the fact that the Nimaim themselves have no dam of their own, so mainly if you salted them together with other Tichas Boso and they came in contact on the salting table. So they came in contact with other Tichas Boso, so the other Tichas Boso are pale dam, and that is absorbed by the Nimaim. Because after all, we cannot say kim di tride liflei dam lo bal. Here they're not told liflei dam; they have no dam. That's the first thing. So why is there a chilek? So it seems very stable like that. Very iterate. So that has again to do with that shit. That machlokes Hashemim, the lishenes in them, the long tesis. Daf kufyud alef there in chul. In other words, so the ri is matir. Why? Because even though it's not told to be filled dam, because the Nimaim have no dam, but here they have. So Mimele, the ri agrees with the Shite that even if it's not told to be filled dam, the Yesh Mephoshim Shite, that if it is, that I'm Yishleima Shite, you see, that I'm Yishleima Shite. So as long as it's told to be filled here, As long as it's done with little tzir, so it's not delay. It's not delay. The chos of Rashbo, kishe milchen achal chiles, ein milchen eise bitzad achnimi, mein varamachal, el bitzad achitz, she shom shum et hobik, she marzikin shom dam. So when you amelie ad intestin, when you amelie ad intestin, so me mele, so you should be mele achet, and it's achitzin, because then there is shum, and that requires milich. But if you amelie achet bitzad achnimi, so then, it will have no effect on the shume that is in the tarachit. Alright. Now, Machab. In the Licha Samiai, in Marzikin Dam with Nimai, can we carry to the cave over with Akim Chalchelos? Chalchelos. Peru Shakar Kishi, Vuamei Adovog with Fiatabaz, there's a large intestine. Below Shuman Shale, Lifichokin Bishlam, they are Belem Licha Muta, Elohim Kinasnik. So here, if it's asmik, so we say that tziraya, that there is dam. So usually we assume there is no dam. And if there is, so it's a minimal. It couldn't ask. Mashenke, if it's red, then we say that there is dam. The kolchkin im nimlechu bechlishem im nuke, so the mitori. Miu lechatchile tzrichem liche bechlim nuke. והדוח התחילה כשאופוס. So even though we מרזיקים דם בנימיים, but לכתחילה we should be מלאכת. Because a little bit of dam, there might be. So because of that, לכתחילה we have to be מלאכת. And נקלי מנוקי. Oh, so the מחבר הפסקנט like the ראש, כי גם בקרס ובקייבו, that קרס is also included in the category of נימיים. Right. But, כבנתם דמורדכי, they are חילים. ויש חלקים בקרס, ואימרים דמרזיקים בדם, ואפילו בדעבד, אוסו בקרס או בסקנסס, כשאו בוסו. So in other words, the מחלי קרס is that the ראש holds the נעיים include the intestines and the stomachs. First stomach, second stomach, third stomach, fourth stomach. But then, and רבנתם, the מורדכי, they hold, no, נעיים includes only the intestines, not the stomachs. And the stomach is like any other boss. V'yesh chelkim b'keres v'imun marzikim b'dam. V'afilu b'devet, also b'keres v'b'sakeses kishor boss. Now there is a machlekes between the drishe on one hand and the shach, the taz and the shach on the other hand. According to the rishay, that's the psak of the mechada, that nimayim includes the keres also, the stomachs also. So memele, how about in the north, the kulkav on the gizzard? So the Trisha says that the Korkovan, that became the Keres. And if Keres is considered Nimaim, it doesn't require Meliche, so the Korkovan doesn't require Nimaim either. But the Taz and the Shach, they are Chilek. Because too, it fulfills the same function. But as far as Dam is concerned, so the Mitzias is different. In other words, that the Korkovan has Dam. And that's the shita of most poskim, of most nizikim. In other words, that even according to the Rosh, the Psak of the Mechaber, that Keres and Kevo are included in Bnei Mahayim, but the Kulkavon, we are certainly Marzik Dam, and it requires Melech. Alright, so that's there's a long Taz, and the Neshach, but this is the Tamsis of what they say. The Achilik and the Trish. Abul Shuman Shalayim, so only the Bnei Mahayim themselves. אבל שומן שעליהם דינן כשאו בוסו, לפי כוח כשמלכין, החלחילה סושו מאיים, אי מלכין איסון בצד נימי, מעבר המחול, אלו בצד החיצן ששו מהשומן דוק. ואימול החלחלחולס, that's what mentioned it too, ואימול החלחלחולס, מצד נים ולא מצד חוץ, מצד, in other words, the large intestine, if he salted the large intestine, מצד נים ולא מצד חוץ, הווה כל נים לך כלל. ואם נסבש לו כך, because the shuman requires meliche, and sins, and the shuman is mitzat chutz, so memele, the meliche litzatnim had no effect. Vim nizbash lakach treife, im yesh aleo shuman bachutz, vim libash lo adayin, yarzo vim lachenon bachutz, umuteretz. Beitim hanimtsoyim beifes, leach ha-shrit. Im lo nikbar achel beish aleem, if the white of the egg was not developed as yet, but just the yolk, like a chelmen levan. So tzrichim, tzrichim miliche. Tzlichen Liche. So, in other words, this is the sheet of the Rajbo. And that is the sheet of the Rajbo and the Ramo in Simon Tizayan in Bosa Bacholov, also Paschans like the Rajbo. In other words, when is an egg considered as an egg and it's not considered as Bosa? So the sheet of the Rajbo is that as long, now the Shaila is, can you eat? Now, so sometimes, you know, you open up a chicken, so you find eggs. Just the yolks, not the white. Not the white. So, according to the Rajbo, so this is the Psak of the Ramo in Simon Pizayan, so you cannot eat that egg, that is the yolk that you found when you opened up the chicken, so you cannot eat it with cholov, because it still has a din of bosk. It still has a din of bosk. Masheinke, if when you open up the chicken, you found an egg, not only the yolk, but the white as well, sometimes you can find even with the clip or the shell, so then you can, even though you took it out from the chicken itself, it wasn't played by the chicken, so then you're allowed to eat it with cholov, because then it doesn't have a din of bosl. That's the sheet of the Rajbo in Beitze, and Beitze Dafes, and the Ramo in Simon Pesayin was a cholov paskos like the Rajbo. So here too, he paskos like the Rajbo. So he says, Beitze, halimtsoyim beifes, le'achashrite, im lo imit barachel b'shalem, that the white didn't develop yet, and the only thing that you found is the yolk, v'akachem olivat, so it has a din of bosl. So just as there is a din of bosol that you're not allowed to eat it with milk, so me mele it has a din of bosol like abe melich. Tzricha melich, ke shor bosol. Umuto li molcho bosol. Vi nidbara. Af achel vein. So, umuto li molcho in bosol. So in other words, so then it has a din of bosol that's in accordance with the Shiva Sarajba. So me mele, not only that you have to be meleachet, but you can be meleachet together with other tiches basa. In other words, we rely on this premise that once that if the white didn't develop yet, so even likule we consider it as basa, because if we only consider it as basa lechumre but not likule, so then we should require meliche but not to allow it to be salted together with basa. So in other words, so even likule we consider it as basa as long as the yolk didn't develop. V'nidbar af ha-chelbein, af ha-afilu ha-klipa ha-kosholov, k'mo ish n'mkeres b'shuk, ne'agul imolch. Oh, but, the minig is that we have to be meleachet, not only if the white developed, but, you know, sometimes, you open up the chicken, so you just find an egg that it just consists of a yolk, no white. Sometimes you open up, you find the yolk and the white, but no shell. And sometimes you find inside the chicken a fully developed egg with the shell. So the Ramo says that the minhag is to salt it even if it was found in a fully developed form with the shell. So the chumre, we still have to salt. But in such a case, it has to be salted by itself, not together with bos. But in such a case, it has to be salted by itself, not together with bos. Neyagin limolcho achizoye ashaloy limolcho in bos. Miu bideved in loch. Vichol shumen, afilu shaleifes, dinei kisho boso, linye miliche vadoch. You just try to ask all those who in butcher stores sold the chickens whether they know this din or not. All right. Yes. No, you don't have to break it open. You don't have to break it open. You can salt it on the shell. Name Ayin below Shuman Shalayan. Avalt, yes. No, it's okay. All right, I mean, when you're Madiach, why shouldn't you be Madiach there too? But it's only Mitzat Chumre, I mean, suppose you didn't salt it, it wouldn't happen. It's only Mitzat Chumre that we salt it. Name Ayin, Bumi with everything Lochush, the whole Shuman. אפילו שלא יפס, דיני כשאו בוסו לי מליך על הדוח. בני בעי. ולא ישומן שעלה, אף על פי שהם מרזיקים בו אנדם, מותר לי מולכו מבוסו. ויש עשרים לי מולכו מבוסו. That's the two shittes that the two mentions. The two shittes. All right. ויש איסכם דזה ישן. זה ישן. ואוכן היגל לחתחילה, ובידי עבד מול. So that's the machlekes. So the shita that asers holds, since it's not told, lifli dam, so the mail it could be beleya, and the other shita holds, no, but it's not told lifli dam, but it's told lifli tzia. So the mail it's not beleya. It's not beleya, or if it's beleya, it's still pelet. Shumna kante, shaladaki, mleyo chutim, daki, mleyim dam, ufichok okay, yesh eskren yisem ligdele, afilo dechticho umlich, viachshov neyagim heta. So in other words, so there are some who say that we shouldn't use it ligdeire even if we cut it open, the chutim, and you are melech, because there is such an abundance of dam. V'achshom neyagim heta, v'isom chut, in other words, if we are chetechet, and we are melech, so it's all right. V'achshom neyagim heta, v'isom chut in shal dam, kishodom boki behem, meitchon, that's the two mentioned, v'nifshol in hetev, actually yishoyer echod mehem. Now let's see just one taz, sifei, umuta limelchon in bosom. In other words, Beitzim ha-nimtzoyim be-ifes. Lach ha-shchite, im le-nikmar ha-chelbin shalehem, rak ha-chelmen. Tzrichim u-liche kishob boso, u-muta le-chon boso, in other words, molchon boso. So in other words, he paskens that it has a din of boso, even le-kule, drama. Mashal perikol ha-boso, simen beiz le-posake, el-kosa vizel ishenei, u-liye me-liche, yire she-ein le-hokil klau, vilim-leach, eise beitzo, she-nimtzo bit-anigeles, imen at-anigeles. So he paskens know that that even though he just has a yolk and no white, so we have to be meleachet, of course. But we're not allowed to be meleachet together with boso. Why? Because the Rashi is chilik on the Rashbo. There's the Rashbo shita in Beit Avches. But Rashi is chilik on the Rashbo, and according to Rashi, even if it just consists of yolk and no white, It does not have a din of boso. So mimele, so if it does not have a din of boso, so it has no dam. And if it has no dam, when yemeleach it together with other chtiches boso, so the dam that is niflet from the other chtiches will be absorbed by the beitz. So shem lo kalu liach is a beitz shem stani gelas arnekil es dafal pishon machmiru no milchik kol abeitzim halimidina liboy veloyei elafil nigmar achel min livat dechashvinon ki boso midine. ולא יקרש, סייף סייף, עיניים רייס, שאין בידם, וגם אין לו יציע, שפלט ממנו, ואם כן, אין התרודה לפייצויסס, two reasons actually, למשל. First of all, we have to be חייש לשפשית אסרש, that even though the helmet levad was developed, and the whole bone, the white, not at all, so it's not, it doesn't have a din of a boso. It doesn't have a din of a boso, so naturally, what kind of dam is it? What kind of dam does it have? But even without recourse to Rashi Shin, let's say that we take it for granted, like the Rashbo, that as long as the white did not develop as yet, so the male it still has a din of boso. So that has relevance, ligavi disa of boso becholo, of eating it with milk. Masha'in here, it doesn't depend whether it is boso or it's not boso. The question is whether it has dam or it doesn't have dam. So even if it is boso, but dam it doesn't have. So why should it be different than the mai? All right, safe in aim rei shein be dam. We can be in lotzia and gabid nei mai. There is a machlekes to shites. So what's the reason? So the Ri says that it's muter to be meleachet with boso. Why? Because it's told with tzia. But Beitzim don't even have tzia. V'gamim otzia shebelu imenu v'imkin etrudo. V'imkin etrudo lifleik v'tiv v'adam atanegeles v'asur v'nir alidi shapir bolo. Upolto al dimelech hatun iskash legamre. So he says, even if it has a shell, so it will still be awesome. In other words, that it can be beleya through the shell too. So, amiskash legamre dafil kwechere shemolche lebosa afu minuke vosu lechum erise yakol shkinoch vafil hoche nirali sheino yiseres esetan egeles hanim lechoyimo. So in other words, the marshal is chilek and Ramo. Ramo says that l'chatchila yitzvud alochom boso, so he says l'chatchila not, but the Eved himself is made it. So he says, but l'ochan nirali shen yiseres hatan egeles. In other words, so we're not allowed to do it because of the bait. We're not allowed. And the bait, so inochaname, according to the Marshal, it's mashma, that in the Eved the bait will become osya. But the Tanigeles, it will not ask us. If the Eved, he did something together with Tanigeles, so the Tanigeles will not become us. He says, but lo can nearly shin is serra Tanigeles and Michelmo. It might have been dog in waves. Uvi se vetas vai kosa peid in his bashla beits a zeis an isero o isa mash in his bashla matzam ut vorem nire nikel aloch le mais. So in other words, it's mashma, it's not spelled out by the mashal. As to whether, one thing is spelled out by the mashal, that we're not allowed to salt the egg that was found in the chicken together with the bosom, with the tanigeles. But it's not spelled out whether, if he did salt it, does the egg become osa or not, but it's mashma that the egg, even the eved, becomes osa. Even the eved becomes osa. He only says, the eved, if he did salt it, the tanigeles is not osa. It's mashma that the egg itself becomes osa, even the eved. All right. Mutal molchom in boso, hatam, the mishrak shorik. Veich yeish sir binemayim. Valkoroch in Trudin, they threw them before the tear, but the ball of damn Naboso, King Gosp, the Shmates, the Rajbo, Babo Gav, the Bates, because Pashal, the Somo, the ball of Naboso, the Nimah Rosa, Hanikim Black Batia. The Babo Gav, the Lil Simahaya and Simahaya and Sivov, because after Shimashal, the Dafki put his damn of Boladam, Abloimah must be the seer of Pouskashon, the Binan Shiesh, Lima Kibili Karpilte, King Birtiha Shuho, and Birtiha Shalimu, who is made Marshal de Mahanah Swore, can be told in the Tilly Boladam. In other words, So, in other words, that's totally machleit in the Lishemes and Teisves. Whether we say like that, I'm Yishlema Shite. So, either the Tchide Le Miflatzir Le Bola, or the Yish Beforshim Shite. That Bola it is, but Kibele Kachbel. Now the Mashal passes like the Yish Beforshim Shite, not like that, I'm Yishlema Shite. All right. Now, let's turn to the Tur, Simen, I'm Vov. Hatsui eini tzorich meliche lifi shoei ashev adam vim yishoya bo shum dobo mimenu havadamo yivorim shalei pirish vim tzorich meliche al mikobu shemivush aval dam achir shenetef al atzli shalei tzlaeish lo yamrinam bei shoei sheya. So in other words, so when you boil a piece of meat, you don't have to salt it. Why? Because the fire draws out the dam. So, and if there will be some dam that the fire will not draw out, so it's also mutter, because it's loipirish, v'horai it's loipirish, because then it would come out, and if it didn't come out, so we assume that it wasn't even nekam imokim imokim either. Alright, aval dam, so that is only the interior dam, but how about dam bien that dripped, that was poured or spilled, and anechtichas boso that was on the boiler, so then it asks it. Then we don't say vis-a-vis dam be'en, we don't apply the aloche of kibele kachpel. Om dam mishrek shok. Avo dam achir sheneitev atzli dam be'en that was spilled on the chtichas boso that was on the boiler, it asks ish leisraish, lo yamrinam beishe ishe yare. Vim dam haneitev lo pcham, o yafilu tzeinen, so we sit atoi gova. So memele, so it asks, but how much does it asks? Kidei nitiot. In other words, Ali the Milicha it only asks kide clip. And Al the Tzli it only asks kide nitil. Kosova Rajbo. Horeitze limleach Tzli. Uleich lei beloi hadoche. Beloi hadoche. Oise. Vein lochush li dam shal ha-melech. Shoeif shei. Uminei ha-melech. Milivlei adam. Now he says. So he says. Now when you are mivashil. Ichtichas boso. So you have. Adoche kamaise, and you have adoche basreis. And suppose you are maleachet, you made the adoche kamaise, and then you maleachet, and you forget to make the adoche basreis, and you are mevashle, then it becomes osa. So the Rajbo says, the Rajbo, he does not discuss, as Bess Yosef points out, he does not discuss here the Indian of adoche kamaise by tzli. That's something else. The Ramo discusses that. But the Rajbo, do not discuss the Indian of adoche kamaise. But the heed, when the Rajbo says, Horeitze li mleach tzli, uleich li beloi hadoche. In other words, he was mleach tzli. So it can be that hadoche kamaisi made. So the dam that was the dam bien, the exterior dam on the surface of the Tichas Boso was washed up, for that doche kamais, and he was meleach. So then, but he didn't rinse it. He didn't rinse it after the melech. After the melech. So by bishul it would become osa, but by tzli not. So reitel im leach tzli uleichle. Beloy hadoche basrais eis vein lochush lidam shel amelech. So by bishul if he made hadoche kamais and melech no hadoche basrais and he put it in the gero, so then it becomes osa because it has all the dam is that was niflet was absorbed by the melech, and when you cook it like this in the pot, so it will be absorbed by the bosom. But by tzli it's mutter. Why? Because so when he says, the Torah says here uleichli beloy adoche, he means adoche basrais. Bamed vol mamur him bimeilchei vitzolei yom yad avol im sho bimilchei hamelech beloy avinesa. So when do we say that it's muta, even though he didn't make that doche basraise, only if he was meleachet and he immediately was tilek, he didn't let it stay shiomil. But suppose he let it stay shiomil in melech, so then it would become osa. Mashenki by tzli, we say hoishiyavi. Mashenki, if it was sheye bimilchei, kishio mil, and he didn't rinse it off, so then there is an abundance of dam on the melech. So then there are some rishonim who say that we don't apply the principle that nure mishavsho. Avol misho bimilchei amela belei avnesa. Ufichoch matichei yofe kidim tzli. Loichotach avridim beif. Now that's the aloche, that when you shecht an eif, so you have to cut open the breeding in the tzavo. Why? Because at that time it's still warm, so it can be easily emptied out. Then if you wait and it cools off, so then you can't empty it out so easily. So lo yichot ha breeding may only not from the shashchite or so it's late. Achinat cheno ivrei, hanei viit. ואם רוצה להיך לחי, עושה רע שינתכנו ואימך. וכוסף הרשבו, ואירה לי שאם ניקר הבוסו איכל דלוי מליכם, חי וצלי, אפילו איף שולעים כולו כך. ויש בגלל המירים שהחמירו שלאיך לי כולי שולעים, אף על פי שניקרו, אלא אחר חתיך הסברידים, ושחית השני הסימון. So in other words, so the מחלקת רשני, whether ניקיבה, is a good substitute or not. Kosa v'sefer ha-mitzvos. Now, here we have three shittes of Rishonim. The Smak, and the Rashbo, and the Rosh. Now, three very important shittes. Kosa v'sefer ha-mitzvos. She'osa lachter b'sakin tzli she'itzel eish. She'loi nimlach. Kol zman she'loi nitz, she'ni nitz le'kol tzorech. Mipnidam she'bei, she'nivla b'sak. Mipnidam she'bei, she'nivla b'sak. So the Smak says that you cannot, as they say, if you boil the chtichas boso that wasn't nimlach on the fire, so you cannot, so until the chtichas boso is completely boiled, in other words, it was divested of all the dam that is alpidin considered as dam, so then you're not allowed to take a knife and cut it. Why? כל זמן שניס לכל צורכי, מפני שדם שבוי שניבלה בסק. שניבלה בסק. Why? Because when you take a sack in a knife and you cut the חתיכת בוסו that was not ניס לכל צורכי, so that means there is dam. And you put the sack in and you cut the חתיכת בוסו on fire, so then the dam will be absorbed by the sacking, so the sacking will become more sad, it will have a blee of dam. So it's also. So the Sifra Mitzvah only says that you're not allowed to be chitzer b'sakin. Tzli she'itzlei she'lenimlach. V'arashbo osa rashput. But the Rashbo goes one step further. And he said, she'osa rashput she'kosav, shput she'tzelim be'boso, b'loy miliche, mil'bileya me'adam v'nesa. In other words, according to the Rashbo, you cannot use You cannot use the same boiler that is used for liver or for not kosher made meat. You cannot use the same boiler for boiling kosher made meat. You need a separate boiler. That's the shput. That's the boiler. Why? Because if you take a spit on which liver or not kosher made meat was boiled, so mainly that spit absorbed down from the liver or from the not kosher made meat. Then when you put the kosher made meat to be boiled, so then it will absorb. So the spit will be pale, the dam that it absorbed, and it will be nivla in the kosher made meat that you are boiling on. So according to the Rashba, you must have two separate boilers. One boiler for liver and not kosher made meat, and another boiler for kosher made meat. Now, so this is what the Rashba says. But the Smag only says that it's osea to be chaytech on the sakin. But the shpud, according to the Smag, the same shpud, the same spit that is used, let's say, for liver and not kosher made meat, can be used for kosher made meat. What is the machlekes between? What is machlekes? Now one second, let's see all the shittes. V'rashbo osa rashput, shekosav shput shetilim b'boso, b'loi miliche, b'loi ami adam v'nes. V'eiro echot me'agdeli, she'osu lehashris atli al hashput, לאחר שהוסה מן האש. שמו ירזה רבוסו רחם ויבוא ממנו. אבל מי מותר ליצליס בוי ולחשיס בוי כל זמן שהבוסו זוב, שכל זמן שהוא זוב הוא פלא, אין אי בליה מהדם שבשפוט. So in other words, so here I have Magdali that, in other words, that if you leave, let's say, that if you leave, let's say, the piece of meat on the boiler, on the fire, even after it was mitzvah, so then it's all right. Then there is no problem. Mashenken, if you take out the boiler, you take it out from the oven, and you leave the piece of meat as the boiler is out of the oven, so that you cannot do. Why? Because if you take it out, so if you leave it inside, so mimele, it will keep on being pale, because it's on fire. So even though it's difficult, so okay, all right, so no doubt. So, but it is pale here. If you leave the boiler on fire, so even though it's okay, but it still continues to be pale here. And since it continues to be pale here, so mimele, it will not absorb from the spit itself. Now the spit itself absorbed down from the Pchichas Boso. So mainly even though you leave the Pchichas Boso and the spit and the fire, so there is no problem. Why? Because two, that the spit absorbed the dam from the Pchichas Boso, but the Pchichas Boso, even after it was nitzlak also, okay, but it still remains on fire, it keeps on being boiled, and it is continually engaged in the process of being peletia, so in melee it will not be belaya down from the spit, and even if it will be belaya, so it can fail it. But if you take out the boiler, so it doesn't continue being pelet anymore, because it's not on fire. You take the boiler and you put it on the floor, so it's not so hot anymore to continue being pelet here. So mimele, and the spit is still hot, so it will be pale on the floor as you put the boiler, the spit, on the floor, so, but it's still hot, so it will be pale, the dam that it absorbed, and that will be absorbed by the boso, which is still hot. This is what he said. V'adini ovi oros al kosav, sh'ashput muter, v'inu remishep shoyim, v'inim anichel ivle yadam, u'fize ho'adim v'isakin amemuter. So we have here three shittes. According to the Rosh is the biggest maker. The Rosh is the biggest maker. and the Rashbo is the biggest machna. Now, so we have three shittes. The Sefer HaMitzvah is the Smag. He holds that this aloche of Dam Mishrek Shorik applies only to Boso, to Echtich, but it doesn't apply to Ekeo. So, Memele, So me mevel sefer mitzvah says, also achter v'sakin snishel israish. If you take a sakin and you cut a chtichas bosor that is on the boiler and the spit, so then that sakin will absorb dam from the chtichas bosor. But how could it absorb dam? Dam mishrishoy. Dam has a tendency to drip down, not to be nivra into the sakin. The answer is, the smag holds that dam mishrishoyik we only apply in respect to the chtichas bosor. In other words, because of the tendency of dam to drip down, some mele, it's not easily absorbed by echtichas bosor. This is what Hametam says. But mashenkin, when you cut it with the sakin, so then it's readily absorbed by the sakin. The dam is readily absorbed by the sakin, in spite of the tendency of dam to be shoyk to drip down. So in other words, the smak shite is that mishrek shoyk can only be applied in respect to echtichas bosor. Echtichas bosor will not absorb dam, because dam tends to drip down. But the sakin will absorb, in spite of the tendency of dam to drip down. But the smag is matia to use the same spit that you use for liver, to use it for echtichas bosor that was made for shoreh. And we don't have to be afraid. Now, this spit that was used for liver or non-kosher made meat, so we may absorb dam from the liver or from the non-kosher made meat, and then when you put the kosher made meat on it, so then it will be paler the dam that it absorbed the previous time, and it will be absorbed by the echtichas bosor that is kosher made. No, so the smag holds, no, that's all right. Why? Because there are two halachas. There is one halacha of dam mishrishoy. There is another halacha of kibbeh lekach peyotim. So the smag holds, there's a difference. The halacha of dam mishrishoy applies only to echtichas bosor, but we cannot apply it in respect to ikel, to isak. Mashenkin, the halacha of kibbeh lekach peyotim, that whatever is absorbed al ditzli is liquid again, that applies to Ikele too. So then you ask, so why does the smag? So because of this, the smag holds that it's mutter to use the same spit that was used, let's say for liver, to use it for boiling kosher made meat. Why? Why don't we say, now, when it was used for liver, so this put absorbed dam from the liver? The answer is, true, it absorbed. Mishrek shorik, we don't say. So it absorbed. But whatever dam it absorbed in the course of the process of boiling from the liver, it was paired again. So that's why, according to the smag, it's smoother to use the same spit, the same boiler that you used for liver, to use it for kosher made meat. Also, why does the aser is hacking? So there is a very simple distinction. Because, you see, a spud is on fire all the time. So maybe we can apply the principle of Kibbeh Peyote. So even though the spoon at the outset absorbed down from the liver, but it was on fire all the time, the spoon. So maybe after it absorbed it, so ultimately it was pelleted, Kibbeh Peyote. But, and it was just as hot at the end of the boiling process as at the beginning. So maybe we can apply the principle of Kibbeh Peyote. But the sakin is naturally cold. Only thing is, when you put it, when you cut with that sakin, echtichas bosor, at that time it is hot. But you immediately move it away from the bosor. You don't leave the sakin there all the time, the way you leave the spit in the oven all the time. So maybe how can we say Kibbeh Lekach Peyote? You take a sakin and for one moment, you bring it in contact with echtichas bosor and the spit. So that moment, when it's in contact with the hot echtichas bosor in the oven, so it absorbs that. And then, the next second, you remove it. So how can you say kipilte? It's already cold when you move it. Mashing in the spit, so it remains there all the time. So we can say kipilte kipilte. So in other words, the nafkemine between the smag shite and the rashba shite is that the smag holds that the aloche of dam mishrek shori cannot be applied vis-a-vis kele. But the halacha of Kibbeh Lekach Peyote can be applied. So, but by sacking in, it's not shayach to apply the din of kibbelik afilte. Because by sacking, you don't leave the sacking on fire. So you bring it, you cut tichtichas basa, at that moment it absorbs dam, and you immediately take it away from the oven. So then it's cold already. How can it be pellet? The dam that just a minute ago, a second ago, it absorbed. So maybe it was there. But shpud, you can use the same shpud that you used for liver. So right after that, you can boil kosher made meat. Because the shpud absorbed, but at the end of the boiling, it was pellet again. And it had the same heat, it was exposed to the same heat. Now, so that's the difference between the smag and the rashbashite. And the rosh is the biggest snake here. The rosh says that not only do we apply the principle of kibbelik achpeilte vis-a-vis kele, but we apply the principle of damishrek shoy also vis-a-vis kele. So, it's mutter according to the Rosh, even to use a sacking in cutting a chtichas basa that is on fire. Why? Because it wouldn't even absorb. It wouldn't even absorb. Because damish rechoy. Damish rechoy. Now we passed, we are cheshish even for the shittas Rashbo, so lechatchile. The same boiler that is used for liver should not be used for kosher made meat, or the same boiler that was used for non-kosher made meat should not be used for kosher made meat, but the Eved, we rely on the shita of the Rosh. We don't ask. Alright, now. Three shall in lach. We got who al gabi kika. Apple pisha yesh bi kika mare eidem. We over bi chola kika mei vale eiver. Mutter. Im nitzle atke deshe uro lache. So that we achieve dech tichas boso was not salted, and it was boiled. So then you cut it on top of the kikia, and you see that in the kikia it became red, so we don't have to be cheshish. How did it become red? Obviously, all the dam remained in spite of the sleep. No, we don't say that. We say the redness is due to the mayo, and the mayo, that's another kind of a fluid. That was not a redeem of dam. Boso shetzelin, now this is based upon a certain Gemorian thing. The seventh line from the end of the Omer. Omer Rav Nachman Mashmuel. In manichin kli tachas boso, as let's say boso is being boiled to spit. So let's say in the midst of the process of boiling, you want to place a kele that is not minuken. So beneath that tachas boso to be mikabel all the dam. To be mikabel all the dam. So you cannot do it. Achi yichle kol marad mumeshebel. If it was already partially boiled, and the marad mumi, if it was already boiled, so that you see that it's not red anymore, so then you know that whatever will drip down into the kele will not be done. So then it's all right. But to put the kele at the early stage of the boiling process, before the dam was extracted, was drawn out, you're not allowed. Because then it will accumulate, all the dam will accumulate, and the kele will become osea. And then the shamnunis that drips down from the boso will be mingled with the dam. And that will stick to the boso itself. How do we know whether the marad mumis already disappeared or not? After all the vapor comes out, so then we know that all the dam came out. Two, you see a lot of vapor coming out. But maybe the vapor that comes out is a result of the fact that the dam came out from the bottom part that is close to the fire. But the upper part that is away from the fire, that is farther from the fire, so the dam from the upper part did not come out yet. Hello, Maravash. Let's let it come. So if we do want to put the Kehle beneath the Chtichas Boso, and we're not sure as to whether the all the dam already was extracted or not, so there is a way to put some particles of salt at the bottom of the Kehle. So the particles of salt will have the effect of keeping the dam separate, so that it should not commingle with the shum. Now look what Rashi says. Trei galule de milche bin al boso uvein b'sechakli. So we should put particles of salt on the poso and inside the kele. That will make all the dam accumulate to the shalayim and will keep it separate from the shumen. Umishpi, murashei piyayim v'chaveret, kelema yare ha-shumen o'elye, v'nachas mikli al-kli, kidei shalu yisarif adem, v'ruisi v'alochez deleis, והלוח הזה ואיז דעת כמו כתחי גל וקוראים המעט מלח אבל מלח הרבה פה זכיח אדם וציר כמיים והוא נכה ומסר עם השם סודד תגימו נאר בוסו שצילים דלוי מליח איני סלינק ויתחתוק וגפיל שם יונס הנטיף ממנו עד שיצלה עד כדי שירואו להכילה על די צלי הזו וקום אבית מורה שניסים יחלי בי זו גימו גל ורמלך מותה לפי שהמלך מישר בטיבי כל אדם משולי הכלי והשומן סוף ממיילו ואחת כלי ישפה בנחת השומן ממיילו ומשליך אדם הנישה בשולי הכלי ומי הוא הכלי עושה לפי שבלי המן אדם באמת בו אמורים לבוס אבל בכובד עושה בכל עניין ליתן כלי תחתו וקבל שם מונס מפני שהאדם הכובד עובו ונהיה בשולי הכלי ומסער עם השם מסער עם השם וכוס והגני שלא יתירו what's the purpose of putting it here? He doesn't want the shuman that drips constantly, drips down, to be wasted. So he wants to be mekabel the shuman, and he wants to use the shuman. He wants to be a shuman. But there would be, if he doesn't put any particles of salt, so then the shuman will be commingled with dam. So he will not be able to use the shuman. But if he uses particles of salt, so then it will keep the dam separate and the shuman separate. אבל באמת לא אמורים בבוסו, אבל בכובד עושה בכל עניין. ליטלין כלי תחתו מקבל שם נונס, מפני שדם הכובד עובד, ונהירד לשולי הכלי. ומסער עם השם, וכוס והגנים שלו נטירו על בנסין הסמלך, אבל בבייס וגימו גרגרים. אבל המלך הרבה עושה, ובשפייס הכרח אדם, צודס בדרשי מנשיס, ויסייו כמיים ומסער עם השם. ועל כל הכוס הפרשי, שאין לנו פקיעים בדובו, שלו להרבה שלו למים, ואין ליטלין כלי תחס הצלי עד שאין לכנו, ואיש אפשר לכם. So because since when is only a few particles of salt is effective to keep it separate, but a lot of salt not, so then it's basically a hadam, they say okamayim, and then it becomes commingled. So in many ways we shouldn't do it all together. But if suppose he does want to use the shuman that drips down from the boso, so there is only one eitzah for him. Let him first sold the meat so he gets rid of all the dam, then he can accumulate all the shuman that he wants. All right. Because of a Rashi, v'mova v'nosa afilu melech harbei muter she'im be'isa de'rais she'im be'isa de'rais kibu she'nizba shel adam uvilvad. So in other words, because apparently the Rashi holds that even though the game say ma melech harbei osa which is basically erich adam, it's not about that. But if Melech Harbei, there is a possibility that the Keach Adam was Posak, and then there is a possibility that it will commingle in the Shem. There is a possibility, but it's very likely that it will still be kept separate as a result of the Melech. So Memeila is Isof, and since Damshen is Bashel, is only Osam the Rabbonon, so the Eved, it is Muter, even if he used a lot of salt. So this is what he says. Because Varajma, Vimova, Vinosam, אפילו מלך הרבה מותר, שאין בייסא דרייס, כאילו שנזבא של אדם, ובלבד שנזבא של קצס, עד שטל את המרוסו, פירש עד שניציציס הניטוזים ממנו על דחולים, מליס אושם, שזה סימן שאין דמי, שאין דרך אדם להליס אושם. So that's the Rashi shita. I mean, there's a machlokes rishonim. You see, because the Gemara says. Rav Popper said, Marzutam Shita Popper, Mishitalutam Rosse. So Mishitalutam Rosse, according to Rav Popper, so it was Muta to put the Kele to accumulate all the Shemen without putting any Bargirim of Melech. So then Rav Asher raised the question, Vidil Metatoy Mate, Eloy Eloy Mate. So in other words, it's not a Raya Brure that all the dam came out. Even though you saw all the vapor coming out, because the vapor might have been the result of the dam coming out from the lower part of the Chtichas Boson. But maybe in the upper part, the dam did not come out as yet. So then, Elom Rav Asher, let's let the counter, which be tarte gal le milche. So there's a machleket Hashem. Some Rishonim say that since Rav Asher holds that you're not allowed, that without melech, you're not allowed to put the kele beneath the Boson to accumulate all the shumen, so and you only have to resort to particles of melech, which will keep the shumen separate from the dam. It will not be commingled. So mimele, when you do resort, if you have recourse to the particles of melech, so then you can do it even before the vapor came out. But the Rashba shita is no. That when is it muter to rely, that so he says, that when does Rav Asher say that you can rely on this aidset, on this device of putting God particles of soul in order for the purpose of keeping the dam separate from the shuman, that is only if it's done in conjunction with the simen of Mishiyahu Tamrat. So it's not a raya brura that all the dam came out, but it's very likely that all the dam came out. So Mimele, together with these two things together, in other words, the simen of Mishiyahu Tamrat, together with the device of putting particles of soul, so then we can, so it's Korev Levadai, that there won't be any commingling, but there is still a possibility that there will be commingling. So in view of the fact that Damshen is Bashel, is only awesome Rabbanon, so since it's called Levadai, that there is no commingling, so it's all right. This is what the Rashi says. Uvilvachin is Bashel Psas, Ashetalet Amus, Pirish Achimitzeitzis, Hanitotis Menal of the Holim, Mali Soshin says, Simen Shein Damek, Shein Derech Adam Mali Soshin. I suppose that next time we'll finish Luchas Melech. When? Now, we'll go over inside certain shachs and certain tars, Simen I'm involved, and the other shachs and tars I'll discuss about.